short one tonight. Would you? Everyone's happy just to have a nice sit for half an hour and guided meditation. Bob's been. I've been recording these sessions, and Bob's been uploading them. So sorry, Bob. I don't have much to talk about tonight. There's only two people here. Plus Ari on tops, so we'll go straight into the meditation. I always like to do the just some body sweeping meditation while we're here. Seems quite popular, good practice for this group tonight. So, all right. So, yeah, I've got, that's good. I've got my all right. So as usual, hang on, I'll just move that over there. As usual, it's a 30-minute session. So please, just to get started, please just close your eyes and take a few moments just to relax. And relax into the meditation and just give yourself permission to chill for the next 30 hours. 30 minutes. 30 hours would be good, but 30 minutes. So, well, just take a few minutes. Take a few moments just to settle in and make sure we're comfortable the way we're sitting. Make sure that and the body's comfortable enough, and you can always just adjust your clothing or scratch an itch or whatever you want to do at this point. Just relax. And we'll just work through the body part by part and just relax each part of the body in sequence. And just have some a bit of kindness towards our body as always. And that's Ajahn Brahm's term is kindfulness, so yeah, that's the basic principle. So we'll just start with the left foot. I always like to start with the toes, so just maybe there on the left hand side, just allow that sense of relaxation to start from the toes there on the left foot. And just notice how that part of the body feels. And just have some kindness to that part of the body. And then little by little, we just allow that sense of relaxation and kindness to flow through the sole of the foot there on the left hand side. And just little by little, allow that sense of relaxation just to creep through the foot there and up to the ankle. And then just taking your time, allow that sensation of relaxation to flow up through the ankle there on the left hand side. And also just up through the heel there, at the back of the foot there, and up the up through the Achilles tendon there, yeah. Just on the left hand side, up through the ankle there. Again, just allow that sense of relaxation to flow up, up through the shin there on the left hand side. And allow that sense of relaxation to flow right through to the calf muscle there. And just allow it to relax. And again, with that sense of kindness towards the body. And then just allow that sensation to flow up through the knee joint there on the left hand side, and any aches and pains or anything like that. Just have kindness to that part of the body. And just notice those sensations as they pass up into the thigh, especially those muscles at the upper part of the thigh, the quadriceps there. And just relax those muscles. And let that part of the body just loosen up a bit. And then let that sensation of relaxation flow down to the back of the leg there as well. And all the way up from the back of the knee up to the hip joint there. And now just turn your attention to the toes on the foot of your right, on your right foot. And just feel that warm sense of kindness flowing up from there through the sole of your foot. And up through the rest of the foot there. And again, allowing that sensation to flow up through the ankle there on the right hand side. And again, up from the back of your heel, just up the back of the ankle there too. And then up again through the shin there on the right hand side. Warm sense of relaxation. Spreading right through there to the calf muscle and just allowing that part of the leg just to relax and be at ease. Just having kindness to your the joint of the knee on the right hand side. And just giving a little bit of attention and kindness. And noticing any tension there in the thigh, the upper part, the quadriceps there. And just bring that relaxation of the mind to that part of the body. And allowing it to sink right through. Through to that part of the body between the back of the knee and all the way up to the hip there. Just allow that part of the leg to relax and be at ease. Then feel that sense of kindness and relaxation, and just to spread through the pelvis there, and any aches and pain, and just allow that to move through, just through up to the lower back there, very base of the spine there. And just relax that part of the body. Just notice how it feels. Whatever you're sitting on, Just that sensation. And just feel the weight of the body there. And then, just little by little, allow that sense of relaxation to flow up from your waistline and up through your belly. And just feel that sense of relaxation there. Right up to your and just that area around the navel there, just allow that part of the body to relax. Little by little, allow that sensation to flow up from the lower back. Just slowly up through the vertebrae there, one by one. And allow the muscles around there just to relax and be at ease. And slowly up from your belly, up through to your solar plexus, that part of the body, just below the ribs there, just have kindness to that part of the body, and that sense of warm relaxation there. And then up through from the lower back, up through the curve there in the middle of the back, the small of the back. And just slowly up through to that place, just below your shoulder blades, and just relax that part of the body. And then just notice as the breath goes in and the chest rises, and then falls again as you breathe out. And now just gently turn your attention to the tips of the fingers on your left hand. And allow that sense of relaxation again to flow through the hand. Starting with the tips of the fingers. And up through the knuckles there. And the palm the hand there. And just let that feeling of relaxation spread through the whole hand. Allow that sense of warm relaxation to spread through the wrist there on the left hand side. and gradually up through the forearm there, including the muscles on the outside there, the outside part of the forearm. And just letting that part of the body relax from your wrist all the way up to your elbow. And then spreading through to the inside part of the forearm there as well. From the wrist there through up to the crook of your arm there. And then gradually rising up there through the bicep as well. And just gradually flowing up through the upper arm there. Again on the left side. Feeling of warm kindness. And up through the joint of the shoulder there, and just allow your arm just to hang there, nice and loose. And now we turn our attention to the fingers on the right hand side. And allow that part of the body to relax and have kindness to that part of the body. And little by little allow that feeling to spread through the hand there on the right hand side, up through the fingers, the back of the hand there, the palm of the hand. And again, allowing that feeling to spread up through the wrist and up the back of the forearm there, from the back of the wrist up to the elbow, the outside of the elbow, just those muscles there. And up through the wrist on the inside, and relaxing it all the way up to the crook of the arm there, the inside of the elbow. And then up through the outer part of the upper arm, from your elbow, up to the shoulder there. And also up through the bicep there on the inside. And up through there, up through to the armpit there, just relax that part of the body. Again, the arm just being loose at your side. And now just notice that part of the body, the working, starting from the shoulders and just working inwards through to the back of the neck there. And allowing any tension there just to dissipate, to flow away. And allow that sensation also to come up from your collar and up through your neck there to your right up to the jaw there. And again, just let that part of the body relax. Have kindness to it and let it be at ease. And allow that sensation just to spread through the lower part of the face. And all around the mouth there. The corners of your mouth. Remember to smile. And slowly up through the muscles in the face there, up through the cheeks. Up to that area around your eyes. And nose and just allowing a sense of tension to dissipate from the brow there. And from the back of the neck, a little bit sense of relaxation to slowly creep up the back of your head there. And all the way up to the crown of your head, very, very top. And now the whole body is nice and relaxed. And we've given it a bit of kindness. A bit of time just to be still. Okay, I will ring the gong 3 times, and on the 3rd bell, you can come out from your meditation. This monk.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what he was particularly talking about, but he'll be back soon.
He was talking about the water.
Was he?
Characteristics of the water.
Characteristics. Okay. He probably reads more than
four parts of the
water. I'm not sure. Do you know what, okay, Danny, do you know what the four parts are? Okay.
The water purifies.
Uh-huh. Oh, right, okay, yeah.
The water cleans.
Purifies, cleans, yes.
Cool.
You said something, I remember the cool.
Cools,
yes,
yeah.
That
yeah.
Cools.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cleans.
Purifies.
Purifies.
Cleans. Oh, okay.
There's one more.
One more. Does it quench your thirst? Does it quench your thirst? I don't know. We can drink it. I don't know. No, but it's because,
oh,
you know.
It nourishes.
It nourishes. Okay.
Nourishes,
there you go.
The,
oh, maybe that's something similar.
Nourishes,
yeah,
the earth.
Oh, there you go.
Plants.
Oh, it
right.
Yes, it does. It, okay, you water plants. Yeah, okay. That's very apropos, really. I've been. Yeah. I have to do a lot of water. I do a lot of watering at the moment. It's so dry. I do spend a bit of time in the garden each morning with the watering can. So. Yeah, no worries. Right. Well, I hope Danny helps, because Danny's been around the Buddhist Society for a long time, so he's probably heard a lot of those things. But you must have been, you were here when Bodhi was here last time, was it? Was that last week?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah.
Time before,
was it
yeah.
Last time?
I lose track. I think you talked last, yeah, yeah, it was.
He just come back from a trip.
He's been out, yeah, he was out at, where had he been? Malaysia.
Malaysia.
Yeah. No, that's good. No, Bodhi's very well read, so he's very good at presenting these concepts. I mean, I don't prepare very much for these, but I'm always happy to
something algebra. Explanation. Using water for the blessing.
Yeah. No worries. Yeah, it's all good. Oh, thank you for asking a question. That's extra points. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for coming. Just a small group today, but we've booked this slot for up to July now. So when we go on retreat for our 3 months retreat, so we'll be back. Yeah. No worries. All good. Thank you. Okay.